Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. John,
yes.
What has taken place? You know, a lot of people say, well, you know, people are not coming to God and by the numbers they used to. And tell us what's happening. What's reported about the youth and the new way? Really, we got to pay attention because it doesn't come. You know, Jesus comes to you in a different form, like the road to Emmaus, and you don't really realize it sometimes. Yeah. And ever how the Lord does it, we just got to relate to what He's doing, right?
What He's doing.
What He's doing.
Because He's doing something. God's always doing something.
Always doing
something. So that's actually a clue. If God is always doing something and that something's not happening in what we're pushing, maybe we need to change what we're doing.
Right, right.
To what He's doing.
Yeah.
But Christian Post just wrote an article. Actually, they did an interview with Lou Giglio. And some of you may be familiar with him. He is the founder of the Passion Conferences.
Tell everybody about those kind of conferences.
Well, these conferences, they're youth and really young adults, 18, 19, early 20s. And they happen all across the country, all across the world. In fact, they've recorded several awesome worship CDs at these conferences. Really just amazing stuff. Mm-hmm. And he was interviewed. Now he's actually started a church plant in Atlanta, filled with young people. And one of the questions that the interviewer asked them says, listen, you know, there's a lot of reports and studies that the millennials are leaving the church. And I like how Louis responds to this. He says, well, you know, basically, they may be leaving what we may be familiar with in a traditional setting, the church. But he says, actually, a lot of the young people are going after Christ. They're actually going after Jesus. They may believe in what we know.
Perceived was the church.
Exactly. Yeah. But they're running towards God. He says we have basically young people in the thousands all over the world that are coming to God. And he says it's very, very encouraging. And so we got to, like you mentioned earlier, we have to know what God is doing and recognize that there is a bigger picture. The Lord is on the move and He's drawing young people to Himself. Mm-hmm. And again, the importance of what Paul Keith Davis talked about the
apostolic resource centers.
Yeah, where young people can come, they get you know, blessed and energized and relaunched. Because nothing like a young person in their 20s. Mm-hmm. It's something about causes and wanting to do something right. Their hearts get so charged for God. You think a lot of these movements, the Jesus movement in the 70s, all young guys. It was a hippie movement, and they were on fire for God. Do we have a picture? Okay, no.
That was Pat.
You like that? Asbury College. Again, young people that were just passionate for God. And you just look throughout church history, this is, you know, what's happening. Even Brownsville Revival, a lot of young people came from all over the world in that age bracket, early 20s, to get, you know, charged and set on fire by God. And so we want to encourage you, listen, look for these apostolic resource centers.
Yeah.
VFN Dream Center is one, you know?
Gulf Coast out there, and there's plenty of them out there. Morningstar, IHOP, Kansas City. But think about this, that's exactly what the Pharisees said and the Sadducees said. That when Jesus started walking through the cities, he said that, hey, these guys are leaving the church. Of course, they didn't call it the church, but that was the temple. This is where you meet God. There's no way you could find God anywhere else. The thing about it was, they were not leaving God to go walk with God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The Pharisees thought. They really thought this. Mm-hmm. They were just leaving you in your building, but they weren't leaving. The church can't leave the church, but we can leave who God's called us to be related to.
Yeah.
And we might, that whole family or, you know, gathering that God, there is authority and God, there's authority and family structure and all that. But you can meet in a stucco building or a house, or you could meet in an auditorium, or you could meet in Atlanta or coffee shop, and it's family. And so redefining church is so important. And isn't it worth the harvest? Isn't it worth to give up your kingdom? Think about this. I mean, you're going to answer for it. I'll tell you about it, but just think about this for a moment. Just pause for a moment, put everything on pause. No, you're in your living room. Nobody sees this. Your wife's walked out of the room right now. Think about this. Isn't it worth giving up your kingdom? Mm-hmm. Just think about it. Just give it up and say, you know what? If they leave me to follow Jesus, I'll follow them.
Yeah.
Think about it. I mean, Jesus comes right out and says, listen, you're all brothers. You're all family, you know. And he's talking about be careful about how you see yourself differently in the context mm-hmm. of if you're a corporate person, it's a flat pancake chart. You know, we're all personally accountable to God.
Right.
There's nobody in between you and Jesus. Mm-hmm. You're going to be held accountable to him. And isn't it worth that? And rethink, you know, if it just takes, and the millennials are waiting for this. They're waiting for and it just takes me right into, make sure you catch our next program, because I want to talk about this aspect of it, because when God was talking to Moses and about coming into his presence and he's bringing everybody out, he said, listen, this applies to the leaders too. You let them know this is not just for the masses here. This are the priests. And if the priests don't consecrate themselves, if they don't get it right, he says that this is what we're going to be talking about in our next program. You got to catch it. He says the Lord will break out against you. I mean, for that alone, it's like, okay, let's just all read the same book and you're going to catch that. But think about this. God's about to do something, and I think about White. I think it was Ryan White with Abiding Glory.
Wyatt.
Mm. But he said that, you know, God has had apostles digging ditches and trenches for quite some time, and God's about to just pour rain and just fill these things up. And you're going to be surprised. You're going to think, well, how in the world did it respond so quickly? It's like, because God said, Moses, this is how you build it. And then all of a sudden that you think about it, think about this. How silly did it look when Noah was building the ark when it had not yet rained?
Right.
But the ones who thought it were silly didn't get a ride.
No, they didn't.
Secondly, how silly did it look for Moses coming back to begin to build this tabernacle in the wilderness, because God had not yet ascended in it. So it didn't make sense mm-hmm. yet what was going to go on. But as soon as God shows up and the rain starts coming, everybody goes, boat good, out here bad, right?
All right.
And then God shows up with the tabernacle and they're like, God holy, right? I mean, just kind of basic, you know, juvenile can get this, right? And but if you had insight and knowing what Noah was doing, you could have rode with Noah. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. If you had insight that God had given, had spoke to this man called Moses and said, I'm going to be doing something. I love these people that are crying out to me. It's not about you, Moses, but I am going to reveal to you a strategy that's going to bring my people out from slavery. They're crying. I hear their cries, and I'm going to bring them out. And he begins to go spend time with God once he brings them out. And God says, now I want to meet with them. And so they realize this is a whole, and this is what our driving passion has been. You got to know him. You got to meet God and through his son, Jesus Christ. I mean, that's what it's been about, tabernacling with God. And so in that when he built this structure, I mean, it means something to us now because we're looking at history, but when you're looking at the future, how is God going to meet us in the tent of meetings? But he did. Well, I got news for you. God is building apostolic centers, just like Paul Keith Davis says, and he's even preparing for people to come to these things to be able to, in a whole new way, take his church to a place that a billion souls, think about it, a billion souls, which are going to require love and compassion, discipleship. They just are going to need you to be solid and to redefine again the vocabulary of God, the vocabulary of the church, because the church is people, not a building. And ever how we treat people, not the building now, structure and stucco, how we treat folks, that's how we're treating God. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.